The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Hey there, welcome to the Rancor's Brothel.
How's it going, everybody?
It probably will pick that up.
Good.
That's broccoli, though, not potatoes.
Yeah.
Or chips.
Yeah. Yes, for those of you that care, I'm not on the potato portion of my diet anymore, but Jeff is.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining my cult. I am now your broccoli leader. Oh. You are my cauliflower follower. Cauliflower. Stop.
Cauliflower.
Cut the mic.
Cauliflower.
I blame you for my suffering, yes.
So Jeff messaged me the other day. He's like, so what can I drink? And I was like, black tea, black coffee, and water. And he calls me a sadist. And I was like, I'm not making you do this. I'm a masochist because I do it to myself.
So we left you guys in the middle of the Blade Bazaar, surrounded by half-beaten to death Durgar, a mostly dead stone giant, another stone giant, and a bunch of the deep guards.
I stabilized him. He should be good.
Mostly dead.
Marek.
Good thing the healing guy didn't do that.
Because I would say, in Marek's name, bless this being. I do go around and tend wounded.
That would be me. I have 7 hit points.
Okay, well, I will use... hang on.
I'm limping because I fell out of the sky at 130 feet.
Also, yes, but I did it because I'm not an idiot who's terrible at flying.
Not terrible at flying. I just didn't count my...
You're terrible at keeping time.
Yes.
There's a difference.
Well,
the flying was beautiful.
To be fair.
Near acrobatic, one would say. Like a trapeze of the sky. Until the alarm clock went off.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to do a Cure Woundsy on old Lucas here.
Okay.
So is that 1d8 plus modifier?
First roll of the evening.
It's 11 hit points to you.
Ooh, damn.
But then I'm going to use the excuse that that exhausted my spells and will tend to the wounded Durgar medically as much as I can. Just wrapping up limbs and whatever.
Okay. There is a lot of get your filthy fucking hands off of me, you surface dwarf.
They don't. Okay. Hey, I'm sorry. If anybody needs my help, I'm over here. That sounded like Dr. Evil. Sorry. I just want some freaking trolls with laser beams strapped to their heads.
They probably would like Dr. Evil more than Marek.
Hey, sorry guys, didn't mean to offend you. If you need any help, though, I'm over here, alright? You got it?
I'm just curious. We are using the new setup. This is the first time we're recording, like, actually all 5 mics independently, so I'm very excited.
Oh, I didn't even notice you two aren't trying to share one. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not deep-throating the same mic anymore.
I have my own mic. I'm my own man now.
This is the first time for you.
Ever.
Shared with me for a year, 2 years.
I know.
Damn. That right there probably wouldn't get picked up, just so you know.
Just shared with me for 2 years. Sorry.
I've just got to get into the practice now.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm on it.
So what do you guys want to do? You've been given a mission by Thembershod and by the Keeper of the Flames. You have people that you have to meet up with, or that you have the opportunity to meet up with. There has been at least one other job offer that I remember.
Which people were we supposed to meet up with?
You have Wurz.
That's right.
And you were also given Ilsa as a contact.
Some of us were.
Yes, some of you were.
Who's the some? Is it you two?
Me.
You. Okay.
Just Jean Grey over here talking to the Phoenix Force.
Was she part of the Merchant Guild?
She is a part of the Merchant
Guild. No, I didn't speak to her.
No, so you spoke to Wardell.
Yeah.
Who gave you her name as someone who sets up caravans coming in and going out of Gracklestug.
So I wouldn't mind talking to Wurz just because maybe we can get the hell out of this without even doing anything for these f***os.
I don't know. I feel really bad about the dragon. He's just living life. He's not really doing bad stuff.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
I mean, Mara teaches forgiveness and patience.
Moradin.
Whatever. I mean, no, me.
Oh.
Speaking of third
Bob
person.
Bob Dole likes to forgive people.
The Rock says. Morak says.
Matt's no longer on video, so you can play on his phone while not speaking.
What's Wars' deal?
Wars was the... he had connections to Blingdenstone. He was the guy that we saved from assassination.
When the f*** did that happen?
When you went to the docks to find him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got it.
I think he was attempted to be... He was attacked by Durgar, right?
He was attacked by Durgar with weird glowy knives coming out of their hands.
Yes. Psionic Durgar.
Yes.
Which is problematic.
Well no, that hasn't been brought up. So, yeah.
Psionic Durgar. As far as Kira's concerned, it's fucking magic.
Yep.
They're all fucking magicians.
No, we did bring it up.
Not that.
Oh. Okay.
So I wouldn't mind meeting up with the Wars at the Shattered Spire, right? That's the bar. We're supposed to meet him there this evening, I felt like, because we were going to make good our escape, or was
yes.
that
yeah.
sort of now-ish?
Yeah, you guys were in jail the first night. This would be the night of the second.
Yes, so. That is correct.
Yeah, let's go do that, because...
I wouldn't mind talking to Wars.
Sure.
Because maybe, like I said, let's just go get some more information. Allow Jeff to pontificate.
Okay.
Before you leave the area, what was his name? Dorhun? The stone giant?
Dorhun, yes.
He will extend an invitation to their cavern.
Oh, thank you. Is there like a password we need or something?
No. Just stop in. Stone Speaker Graham would probably like to talk to you.
Invites us back to his swinging bachelor pad.
Graham?
Graham.
John Graham? Fidget Press?
No.
.com?
Oh my god, if he walked into the house right now to play a character that
can we
awesome.
Just cast him just now? Just John Graham is going to be Stone Speaker Graham. We need to do that.
Unless he's a bad guy. Like, I don't see any way, shape, or form that John Graham ever is cast
he's
as
like
a bad
the
guy.
Most supportive man I've ever met. He boosts me up and I barely know him. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with him?
I think it was like
he's a
being
nomad.
In Utah all those years.
He's a nomad
They're really
very
nice
well.
There. And sober.
So you guys are going back to the Shattered Spire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. There's the bar. There's Tannen behind the bar. There is a room full of Durgar.
Spot hidden to see Wars.
Yeah, sure. Roll it.
I got a 36. Pass.
What'd you give for reals?
36.
He rolled
I
spot
rolled
hidden,
a D100
not
for
perception.
Spot hidden.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
What about my passive perception of 15?
I rolled a 22 for perception.
Yeah, you spot him.
Okay. By the way, I would like to point out, Matt, that I am at roughly half health. If you ever feel like tossing me a something, that would
yeah,
be
yeah, I mean, I lied. I have more healing.
I know. I was waiting for an opportune time.
Just for the record, how low are you?
I'm at 18 out of 37.
And how low are you?
18 out of 42.
Jeff, check his. Confirm?
Yes, it says 18.
Great job. Out of 42. That's 24, guys. Sorry.
No, it's 52.
It's 42. So while I appear to be nursing a beer, I will take my 10 minutes for prayer of healing.
That has verbal components.
Okay, like I said, I can whisper that. I don't have to look too conspicuous.
Yes, continue being ashamed of your God. See if he answers your prayers.
And you know what? I think he will because I'm a pilgrim in an unholy land.
Make an intelligence check.
For reals?
Yeah.
Eight?
High or low?
High. The way I want to be.
That is low. Okay.
I'll nod to Morik. How about you get us a drink for our friend here? Order a round.
This is before or after I've healed you.
No, I just figure as we walk into the bar.
Okay. Your spell doesn't go off.
What?
Your spell doesn't go off.
Fuck you, it does too.
No, you pulled the wrong holy symbol. You're praying to Latiker.
Fuck you, I did not. Yeah, I'll get everybody beers. I'll come back to the table. And then I will begin prayer of healing. Are you going to interrupt me for 10 minutes?
I don't know. Do you want to be a part of conversation?
No, I want to sit and heal and you guys can catch me up. Hey, I got to like, I got to pray here if we all want our health points.
So you are pulling out your Morden holy symbol.
I am covertly holding it.
Like, you've been to Mass before. Like, you got to kind of wave the censer around a little bit. You got to get
this is literally a 10-minute prayer.
Fuck off, then. I'm not healing anybody, and you can all die. Thanks for the help, Cody.
How many cure light wounds do you have?
One left. I got one level one spell left. I got two level twos. So I could cast level one.
I mean, I could do some healing, too, but I've only got 6 points left, and it's cost 3. Well, I guess it costs as many as I want to.
Jeff, since my party is so helpful, if this is a rest of about an hour, I will consider me attempting to use a hit die.
I would do the same.
I have full health, so I'm sorry that I was responsible and didn't get hit a lot.
Me too.
I didn't get hit. I fell.
Well, yeah, you're
when
still
we
idiot.
Get to the end of this, you can count it as a long rest.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks.
Oh,
a long rest.
No, a short rest. Short
no, he's a long rest. He's a long rest.
It's on record.
Canon.
Schroeder, cut out that short rest.
Stop retconning shit.
I just didn't assume that we would be able to sit quietly in this bar for an hour without getting into a fight, so
I
was never
going
to assume
that. We'll see.
That. Right.
That's why we're waiting till the end.
Right. I was just letting you know I'm trying to get it.
Okay, you're 18 out of 42. What are you?
I'm at 18 out of 37.
How the fuck does the warlock have more hit points than the fighter?
Don't ask me.
He just healed me.
No.
I mean Max.
Max, you
f***ing want. Oh, Max.
Because I always take the average, and he must have rolled a couple high ones.
Okay, you're getting a cure wounds level 1, you're getting a cure wounds level 2.
Neat.
Deal?
Just tell me what to do.
All right, Lucas, you get fucking bullshit.
I get bullshit? I don't want that.
No, you get 11 hit points. Okay. Cody, you get even worse. No way, I'm sorry. I said, yeah. 11 to you. Cody, you will get another 7.
I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. 25.
Yeah. Out of level 1, I got one level, or level 2, and I've got level 1, and I got one level 2 left.
You're also going to learn
pretty... look here.
I'm talking to myself. Sorry. Here's Matt's in a monologue.
Yeah, but when you were telling healing and everything, you were looking...
Oh, here. I'm sorry. Lucas has regained 11 hit points. Cody has regained 7. You're all welcome. Well, let's enjoy our beers.
Wars, nice to see you on the mend.
Yeah.
Less magic at your throat?
Yeah, not exactly magic, but close enough.
Anything that's not a blade, magic.
So, I guess I need to thank the lot of you, and he will hand out 10 gold to each.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to put that in the total kitty. Is that okay, everybody?
You're holding the purse strings,
gold.
God help.
He said each.
Shut up, Lucas.
Good.
Minus how much for the beers? A gold for 4
just,
beers.
Yeah, so call fine. It a gold.
No, you're no. buying one for worse.
Okay, 5 beers.
Yeah.
It'll still cover it.
$2.90. We're good.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Why'd you just roll your eyes like that? Did you have a stroke or is this character?
No,
We put him on the spot.
I'm know. Getting back into it. I'm sorry.
It has been.
I mean, it's been... We've
three
been here
weeks?
For 3 hours.
No, I mean, it's been weeks since I've done this. And for some reason, I didn't read back up on words.
You sound like me on sex night at home. I apologize to
everybody.
Specifically, Nick Johnson, my wife's brother who listens to this show. I'm very sorry, Nick.
Nick, you should hear the things he says when we're not recording.
When he thinks we're not recording. One of these days, for a special birthday or celebration, we'll just record, we'll just dump all that out. Wars, would you like to fill us in on something relating to this goddamn game?
Wars has no idea why he was targeted. He has no idea who those guys were. But he has a business proposition if you guys are heading to Blingdenstone.
You want to use your thinky cap on his surface thoughts?
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting I fucking have that. Don't you do that automatically?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll thinky cap him.
Oh, and if you read Detect Thoughts all the way to the bottom, you will see what I was talking about, where it works like Detect Magic.
Okay.
So his thoughts light up?
No, he can detect any thinking beings within the range.
Oh, okay, cool.
Even if they're invisible.
Oh.
Yes.
That is fancy.
Yeah. He has a bag of gems that he needs delivered to Blingdenstone.
Okay. Is he saying this, or am I thinking it?
Oh, you're doing your detect thoughts?
Yeah, because when
surface thoughts?
Yeah, when he's telling me that he doesn't know who these guys are, I just want to know if he doesn't know who these guys are, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, or if he legitimately is in the dark. Under dark.
Dun, dun, dun!
He said the name of the thing.
So, like, how many gems am I going to have to put in my butt?
No, he's got a sack of gems. He says you'll be paid on delivery. You need to find Kazuk Pickshine in Blingdenstone.
Feel like something just popped up on our sidebar and an exclamation point went away.
Yep.
Kazuk. What?
Is he
Pickshine?
Is he a Durgar?
No, he's a deep gnome.
Okay.
Don't call them deep gnomes though. They don't like that. It's Svirf
Nephilim.
Close.
I practiced.
Svirf Neblin.
That's what I just said.
Deep gnomes.
Kazuk Pickshine.
Gem Smurf sack. Nephilim.
Works.
Gray Smurfs. La 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 la.
Sing a happy song.
So he has no surface thoughts that are any different from what he's told us. I just want to make
He sure definitely that. Has an idea of who those Durgar were.
But do I get any more than that?
He also has a pretty good idea why he was targeted.
Drug smuggling.
Or gem smuggling, at least.
No, man. Payment for the drugs. Don't you know how this works?
So,
No.
You're telling me that someone tries to slit your throat and you have no idea why?
Nope, no idea.
This seems like a pretty lawful society for you to not know who's gunning for you. It's not like there's random street crime here.
There's plenty of random street crime.
But not blatantly in what passes for daylight down here.
Just not theft.
Oh.
You have any insights on the fucking magic?
I mean, it was probably psionics.
Obviously, I'm not one of the learned classes such as the rest of you folk, but I've never seen blades pop out of people's hands before. A little strange.
I'm sorry, is this conversation just between the two of you, or
I'm speaking is everybody, out loud.
You're speaking out loud. Are you piping directly into his head?
Or everybody's head.
Okay. And words would be... You're
Oh, I'm detecting Kira, his thoughts when he...
Kira is looking at her, at LNL, right. And having a conversation and answering things. And he's not sure what's going on, but
he knows he doesn't like it.
Just curious if they, these individuals with special powers, I say with a nod to LNL, might have anything to do with the gray ghost problem that there seems to be experiencing around here.
I seriously doubt that.
Someone else is trying to assassinate you that you have no idea who it is.
Yeah.
Good. So, I'm glad we can start this relationship on the foundation, solid bedrock of truth.
Well, I'll be real honest. This is the end of our relationship.
They're going to slit your throat.
Well, hey, I don't want to get so hasty as my friend over here, but like, what's the payment for... You know, smuggling gems, because, like, again, it seems like a real lawful society, and I'm a little
scared.
Don't
call it smuggling.
Okay. Well, if I have to contemplate putting it in my butt, there'll be dirty gems when I'm done with them. I hope you have a gem laundering
facility. Some poor goblin is washing them by hand.
I can just imagine, though, what if I put a gem in my butt, what the advantage would be for my stone cutting.
I don't really think you often...
Everybody make me an intelligence check.
I asked a fucking question.
I'm sorry. What was your question?
Payment. You said that was intelligence?
21.
19.
16.
20.
Okay. I think everybody did pretty good. I heard
16 was the lowest. That was me.
16 was low. Yeah. You all put this together. You can gather from Wurz's name. He's not a merchant.
He's like a lower caste society, maybe?
No, his last name is Salt Baron. Oh, he's a miner. He's a part of the mining guild. He's not the ones who would be selling between cities.
Okay, so what was payment?
Matt doesn't care if they're cutting out the guilds here.
You can take that up with Kazuk when you meet him.
So if I meet him and we don't like it, do we just keep the gems?
That's totally up to you.
I'm in.
Why aren't you taking the gems yourself?
Because I don't get out of here much.
How come, like, you don't dig salt?
I do.
Are these gems made of salt?
No.
I'm not learned.
This is known.
That's good. Sometimes you just make me so proud to call you my friend.
Anybody trained in Arcana who wants to take a look at the gems can make an Arcana check.
Yeah. Yep, like that was the next bit I was going to ask.
I can't say natural a fucking 20, prayer, sir. He's like, here's my gems.
Natural 20?
Fuck yeah. Why don't you take roll that in the fuzz bar?
18.
18?
No shit.
We'll find out. It's not useful. It depends on what happens.
It's not useful?
You know what spell gems are. You know that they are used for storing spells and things like that. These are unprocessed. They're not prepared for spell storing. But that's what these are.
Like the cut of them and what have you.
Well, natural 20, you've heard stories about Blingdon Stone and their inbuilt defenses that are all spell stones. Spell gems. This is a hot commodity in Blingdon Stone.
Like their security system, basically, is made of gems?
Yes.
So you're talking like those really annoying things in Skyrim when you walk by and they shoot fire at you?
Yes.
Awesome.
Is Blingdon Stone look like it's been bedazzled?
It's blinging.
No. I mean, like, that's what I was like, is there a
blingdon? Blingdon stones.
Or are they just sporadically placed?
No. No. It's,
These are ammunition. They're we just got plutonium. We're carrying plutonium, or maybe
now I feel way better. Can't wait to get shot,
especially in your butt.
Are you able to read my? Well, you can read my thoughts though, right? With your little helmet.
Well, only if he's
are you able to read my thoughts at all? Unless
read
you
thoughts, no. I can communicate telepathically.
Okay,
that's the end of my mind powers, guys.
Like in my head, I say what these things are, so that those who I know who have psionic powers or a helmet that does such can hear it.
We need a symbol. Like, can we just have like a tap the temple at you, and you know to open the channel?
One of these things.
That would probably be good, and
you respond with hailing frequencies open each time we do
please
it.
Please do it.
Do you expect that taking on these stones will put the target on us?
I don't know. That depends on how much you flash them around.
How much did you flash them around?
Not much.
You're kind of holding them out in the open here. We're in a bar.
Why they're in a closed sack.
I bet they're in that, a bunch of them invisible guys.
Not in here, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he feels pretty comfortable here.
Kira just randomly swings at a blank space. I think we're safe. They're all standing behind her.
Okay.
Well,
when do these need to be delivered? We still have a little bit of business to take care of here.
As soon as you can get there.
Okay. So, like, if we're a couple days till we leave, we're all right.
What was the guy's name we were trying to find again with the gesture hat?
Droki.
Droki. And he was a Durgar?
Okay. He's a Darrow.
Sorry.
Droki the Darrow.
Do you know a Darrow named Droki? Know where we can find him? We can get your stones out of the city a lot quicker.
No. I don't know Droki.
Okay.
Do you have a way for us to get out of the city? Wasn't that the point of this?
I mean, yeah. The lake.
Yeah.
But, like, do you have, like, a salt boat that's leaving or something?
For that, you would have to talk to Ilsa. She's the one who sets up the incoming and outgoing shipments.
I had a great niece named Ilsa.
Really?
He remembered!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I fucking wrote it down, Dix. She was a good lass.
Let's say because we still have these badges of office on, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly like we're, you know, unless we're getting out of here quick, we're not getting out of here soon. So if you can help, fine. If not, the gems will get there if and when they get there.
Well, and that's kind of the position I'm in because I don't have anybody else who can take them right now.
What happened to your normal route of transfer?
They got stabbed with fucking hand light pokey things.
Oh, that sounds not great.
It's not the most reliable setup right now.
Well, you know, forging new paths, that's My way, I guess.
Hope the audible sigh was picked up.
Anything else, guys? You guys want to ask him about anything? You want to...
What's the best way to get into contact with Elsa? Your Elsa, not mine.
The Merchant Guild.
Okay. They have like a stand in the Bazaar of Blades or something?
Yeah. He'll direct you.
Like an information center? Thank you.
Yes.
Just look for the "you are here" sign with a little glowing question mark, and they will direct you to the right spot.
Excellent.
I like to think it's like Fable. You push in the thumbstick, and a little glowy line pops out to tell you where to go to complete your quest.
Yep. So much easier.
No shit.
That game is fantastic.
All right. So which thread do we want to do? Are we going to extort some spell gems that will for sure fuck up Blingdenstone, or do we want to fuck up Gracklestug first?
I mean, let's try to. We should try to finish our business here first, and then.
Yeah, I'm really pissed about the slaves, and I want to help the dragon for some fucked up reason. I just think it sounds cool.
Yes, because helping Smaug was the best idea.
You know what? I want to topple the fucking patriarchy here. That's what I want to do.
I say we.
I want to free the sex slaves.
What's your free the sex, specifically the sex slaves? The rest of the slaves, take them or leave them.
It's unfortunate, but it occurs. Sex slaves. That's another thing. Morik just can't handle being trafficking.
Notice a new cartload being taken into the brothel.
Fuck you, Jeffrey. Fuck you so much. Because that means the other ones got turned out too much and they got fucking flappy vaginas.
Yes, that's absolutely what that means.
Continue.
I'm also one for burning this place down. I mean, if and when possible.
We take the giant up on his offer real quick. Perhaps they can run interference with us next time.
They seemed really nice, and
if we could just figure out how to get everybody to fuck everybody else over, that would be the general plan that I would support.
I'm just saying. They may be able to help catch this talk to gesture man.
Stone speaker. We'll have to sleep at some point.
Yeah, do we need to rest at some point?
Let's go talk to them.
It's been a pretty full day.
Yeah, but...
We can sleep in their cave, I'm sure.
Let's go talk to the giant.
You still owe on a hotel, you know that, right? Yeah. Or did we get kicked out?
We didn't get kicked out.
Where?
No, they just
kicked Bryce out. We paid for another night. We had to pay more because we have stool.
Let's go to Stone Speaker Graham.
But maybe we can move those people to this cave safely, and then we won't have to pay for that room anymore.
Let's go to see Stone Speaker Graham.
Okay. You guys go back to where you saw the stone giant working in, like, the garden?
Yeah, they were growing rocks or something, right?
Yeah, tending them. You're met outside. You're not brought in. Eventually, Graham comes out to speak with you. Thank you for saving...
I don't think we ever got that one.
We never got the name.
Oh, the guy we downed? No.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. I can look it up later. But yeah, thank you. Well, the name is... he is specifically named. I don't remember right now.
Yeah. Just call him George.
There's plenty of...
I love him. Pet him.
Plenty of horrible things going on around here. We're...
Rehood.
Rehood.
So are we... Like, did he bring us into his cave then? Is that...
No, he... Oh. You are out amongst the garden.
Gotcha.
And who is Stone Speaker Graham? Like, what is he? Durgar? Is he?
No, he is a stone giant.
Oh, okay. I was just.
Kneeling. He is bending over to look down and talk to you.
Am I noticing anything of the stone garden with my stone cunning?
Make me a roll.
Perception.
I would
be a wisdom, right? Because it's a wisdom based stone.
It's actually intelligence based.
Fuck you. It's not.
It's history checks.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Okay, well, history, I got a +2, so I'm fine.
You actually add another +2 to it.
Okay, so then that makes it an 18.
An 18. They look grown.
Like, naturally?
They almost look sculpted. It's not just a rock that they're knocking pieces off of. There are places where new stone is forming out of. You can tell the difference between the age of stone. Some of these stones look newer in different spots than others.
Your garden looks really beautiful, Mr. Graham. It reminds me of like topiary gardens from the surface.
I know nothing of
You know, it's like bushes that you grow them to make them look like other things. Shrubberies.
I lost my spot. There are things that I need to say.
Okay.
Ooh, what the fuck?
Somebody get stepped on?
No, I'm pretty sure one of the dogs is fighting the other for the bowl of food.
I know nothing of the Dreamlands, but thank you.
They're beautiful, really. Well, thanks for letting me look
big
at them.
Black boats that move. It's weird.
Is Bedecker around here? Do you know him?
By the conversation, the Dreamlands are what he refers to as the surface.
Yeah.
Don't touch a fucking bell down here.
I'm totally ringing it.
What do you mean the Dreamlands?
The surface realm. I haven't been there in centuries.
I like that name. It sounds pretty.
Call that a dream. Down here is just a nightmare.
Well,
no, it's not that bad.
I wouldn't insult the man's home.
Dorhun said you wanted to speak with us.
Yes, we wanted to thank you for saving Rahud's life. We don't know what caused him to go berserk the way he did, or to grow the second head. But we wanted to thank you for bringing him back to us alive so that we could try and...
We've seen things since we've been down here. It is the influence of some dark places from other planes.
We've seen some two-headed things down here that shouldn't have been.
Things much larger than you are.
What did you see that was much larger than me that shouldn't have had two heads that did?
Oh, I think he's supposed to have two heads.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't have been, in general.
You heard of the Demogorgon.
He will turn to the side and spit and say a curse. And
I just say, that's probably like a 4-gallon
bucket. Yeah, gross. Splash! Like a Gallagher show.
And you know it's like sand. Yeah. It's not water.
Yeah. Still.
Dude, that's even grosser.
I know of Demogorgon, yes. You say you've seen him?
Yes. Yeah. He destroyed a fish city.
A fish city?
Underwater? Slubladop.
Slubladop is no more?
I mean, like, there's some there they're rebuilding, but yeah.
Maybe 60%.
Yeah, that sounds like about right. But, we interrupted a ritual.
I don't think we interrupted it.
I don't know.
Kira kickstarted it.
I shoot you a dirty look.
I didn't say that.
I mean, you did break the altar.
He broke the voice rule a long time ago, so we're not messing with that.
Anyway.
But Demogorgon went one way, so we went the other.
That's a wise choice. He honestly looks like he doesn't believe you.
And then that was after we saw those weird flappy things.
He doesn't look like he doesn't believe you. He looks like he's not sure what to believe.
I also tell him about the possibility of the ooze guy, whose name I can't recall.
Jublix?
Is that the
ooze? That was the god.
Yeah, that's the god?
Demon god thing.
Yeah.
That there have been literal writings on the wall.
Well, there's cults everywhere.
But we got one. We have a talking ooze now. He's down by the docks. He's really nice.
Did you meet any mind flayers?
Oh, boy.
I did. I met one. Anybody else?
One or two?
Wait, what?
I fucking told you about Bupido. He went all Davy Jones.
Huh?
10?
10?
Yeah, 10.
Okay.
I'm going to get everybody here old man dice because we always have to look at the dice several times to see what the numbers are.
I know, I need bifocals big ones. Like wicked bad, I think.
It's dark in here.
I almost bought a bag of big
foam ones. There's like 400 watts of light on over there.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to turn it on right over, right here.
Well, the glare from your white ass ceiling is going to be like, oh.
Should have just done it. You what?
I told, like, so when we went to that island, oh, no, okay, so you weren't there. Right. So, like, this one mind flayer was, there was a little rock island, and he was, like, stuck in the rock, but he was making an illusion, so he looked like a gnome or a dwarf or something, and we went and talked to him, and we all went to sleep, and I woke up, he was trying to eat Bupido, so I broke his face open, and he died, and then, like, a week later, Bupido turned into a squiggly face mind flayery thing, and he said he wouldn't kill me yet, but he was going to later. And then he jumped off the boat and swam to Gracklestug. But then everybody in the boat thought I fucking killed him, which, I mean, isn't my thing.
I'm just like eating.
Yeah, chip, Lucas is pantomiming eating popcorn. The Michael Jackson meme.
I mean, Graham is sitting just almost slack jawed, drooling.
I don't
listening to this story.
Yeah, and so yeah. Bupito jumped off the boat and swam away, and you know, left that ominous threat. But you know, that's a problem for another day.
I can't say for the sanity of his mind, but I can tell you that the abyss is leaking over into the Underdark. We've seen signs of it. I don't understand the magic myself, but...
Something evil stirs in the Underdark. The rock itself cries in pain and horror, and a madness creeps from the blackest depths. Pay heed to the signs surrounding you. A cave with two faces, rock devoured, and the land overgrown. The pebble believes itself flesh. The earth rejects its wards, and the tunnels shake in fury. By these portents, you shall know of evil's presence and of evil's face. This is what the stones have told me.
So, that sounds even more ominous than Bobito?
Fuck.
That's it for tonight, guys. And we'll see you next week here at the Rancor's Brothel.
And he will pull out a crystal. And he will say, take this in thanks for saving Rehud.
That's real pretty. Is it like our size or like a crystal that'd be in his pocket?
Do you remember anything?
It's like a bowling ball?
Hang on a second.
Okay, sorry.
Do you remember anything about what you rolled a really good arcana check when you checked out the giant. Do you remember any of that?
You saw something. I don't remember what it... Are you talking about during the fight or are you talking about earlier when we were looking into their stone garden?
No. Okay. After the fight.
Schroeder, insert a sound effect of tape rewinding and then play that segment real quick. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Cut all this out. I'm sorry. Leave it in.
No, don't.
No, okay. He hands you a shaft of crystal about the length of your forearm. It says, take this with you.
What's this?
That's pretty.
It's the X-Buster.
Do I stone cut it?
I mean, do I need to roll Arcana or something, or...?
I'll stab it with a pointed stick.
I'll lick it and think it's stone cunnilingus.
How long have you been sitting on that one?
Just now.
It's rock candy. It's just really big rock candy.
No, but you... I know you can detect magic for free. This definitely detects magical.
Yeah, no, I asked him what it was. I don't know if he's going to tell me, though.
It's a stone speaker crystal.
That sounds really neat. What's that do?
It works differently for different people. We use them to commune with the stones.
That's how you get them to grow like this, right?
No, sometimes, yes.
Oh, that's just cool, man.
Sounds like some new age bullshit.
Please, Kara did not say that in the voice. I want that known.
Listen, Graham, we ran into a bit of a problem just before the fight. We were chasing a Daryl. A funny hat.
Not a mind flayer Darrow. Like a regular one.
Regular mind flayer?
No, a regular Darrow. Jeez. Keep up.
You know the man we're talking about.
No, I have very little dealings with the Darrow.
I bet they're like extra small to you, too.
Yes, they're fucking tiny.
Wow.
Are you and your kin happy here?
We have found meaning in the stones. We've been here for centuries. My clan has an alliance with the Steel Shadow family. We've been here for as long as they have.
So how many, you said it's been centuries since you've been in the Upworld, right?
Yeah.
How many cycles of the dragon have you been through?
What do you mean?
You know, like, were they, like, up cycle?
Thumbershot isn't the only dragon that's been here, correct? You've seen others before him. I think he's what he's trying to get at.
Yes.
No,
she's way smarter than me.
I know that, and I'm trying to think how he would answer that.
Okay. Take a minute.
Yes, they, and Jeff. Yes, and.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what information to give you. I'm trying to figure out which information to give you because that's a very good question to ask him.
Yes. Give us all of the information.
Don't inflate his ego. He already got an old school brothel episode tonight. Like, his head's not going to fit out of my house.
Yes. Yes. I have seen the other dragons. At least a couple.
What do you think of that process?
I think it's necessary.
Fair enough. Just curious. It just, I don't know, it seemed a little barbarous to me, but I'm from
in processes the Duergar follow, that's how they would have to do it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
What if he stuck around?
It's just another slave.
How do you feel about those?
That is not our way.
Well, I respect that. Thank you, Mr.
Graham.
I bow.
Piece of friendly advice, Stone Speaker. I'd have you and your kin keep your heads down next couple of days.
Is that a crack about Rehud?
Not at all. Oh my goodness.
Does he still have the second head?
She's not sensitive, yes. But she's not that bad.
I didn't know if it was permanent or not.
Yes, no, he does still have the second head.
No, I...
Has he woken up?
He's got company now.
No, we've kept him...
sedated. I think that there might... I get a feeling there might be some violence.
Violence?
There will be a firefight.
There will be blood. And fire.
I drink your milkshake.
Man, you are on fire with the movies tonight, sir. Good job.
Okay, hang on a second.
Is that a chubby Matthew McConaughey I see over there?
Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
Backhanded. Yeah. It definitely hurt the smack on that one.
I'm way fatter. I'm sorry. I thought it was understood. Hey, radio audience, Matt's the fattest.
Hey, is that a fat Patrick Swayze looking at me over there? Like, it's not a compliment.
No, because that would just be a skeleton. That's stupid. Skeletons can't get fat. Jesus. It's like asking if that's a skinny Marlon Brando. Yes, it is. It's a skeleton.
Anything else you would like to ask Stone Speaker Graham?
Did we ask him about the Grey Ghosts at all? Do we want to ask him?
I don't think that they, like, I don't know what they really do mingle, here. Yeah. They seem to, like,
they just kind
of like, we've just seen them shaping the stones. I assume they have some sort of alliance with, do we see them doing anything? I feel like we saw them do some stuff when we were walking around Gracklestug.
They were tending the stones.
Besides tending the stones.
What do you do with the stones?
Hmm?
What do you do with the stones?
We grow them.
To what purpose?
The beauty of it. To speak with them.
That's really nice.
That's sort of counterintuitive to the way that the Duergar live their lives.
We're not Duergar.
Aye, but you're staying here.
Yeah.
You must have some purpose for
What's your end of the bargain with the Shadow Clan?
We stand with them when needed.
Nice. So you can definitely see where having you as an ally would make sense around here, you know?
Don't you stand with us against a dragon if need be.
We're with the dragon.
Things may change.
No.
I vote with Matt dragon. Just because it's less likely that we burn this place down, which I think would be a lot of fun.
Matt's just, I'm only level 4. I don't want to fight a dragon.
No, I'll fight the dragon. My reaction to the sex slaves... I'm starting to get really shit about it, I think.
Can I detect his surface thoughts?
That's fair.
I didn't know if it was humanoid only.
He's humanoid.
I don't know.
Really
read
big.
The spell.
It says yes.
Okay, what?
I'm just curious when I said that there might be some violence, if that induced excitement or...
He assumes you're speaking about the dragon.
Grim resolve or... So...
Apathy.
Right. The light bulb goes off. So... Are your kind the ones that put down the dragon, then?
Usually the Keepers of the Flames deal with that.
Usually.
If called upon, we would help.
So if we do this, we're gonna have to fight stone giants.
Yeah. Well, if we help the dragon?
Yes.
Well, yeah. We could also not help the dragon.
Yeah, we could just inform Lead Dragon.
Yeah, but that's less burning and destroying of terrible places like Gracklestug. Anyway, we should go back to bed and recoup our losses and so on and so forth. I assume it's nightish by now, yeah?
Yeah.
It's been a full day of fighting and falling out of the sky and shit.
Yes.
You want to see if they'd be willing to put our party up So we don't have to keep paying for a hotel room?
If they didn't let us in, I don't think they're going to let us sleep next to their grown rocks.
Fair bet.
I mean, like, if you go over to somebody's house and they step out on the porch to talk to you, you really think you're going to get to go inside and have a snack?
Your flower bed looks really great. Can I sleep here? No, strange homeless person. You may not.
It's not how you
But
make
I saved
friends.
Your cat. Go away.
It's a little better than saving a cat. I know. More like a small child or...
No wonder my neighbors hate me.
No, there's plenty of reasons why.
An old grandmother with dementia.
Just curled up in the fetal position in like an L-shaped flower bed.
All right.
So back to the hotel for a sleep.
I don't think you should call it a hotel. There's not an ice machine.
We don't know. We haven't checked.
They've got an ice method.
Boom.
Lord. Drop the mic. Okay. Yeah. So let's go rest.
Okay. You guys have the night. You guys need to figure out what you're going to do.
I'm going to get all my spells back.
Yeah, me too.
Superiority die. Actually, my level of exhaustion would go away. Yes, after full.
Yeah,
after full rest. Yeah,
toads my goats. You want to check your DM screen, you pusswad?
On
your constitution save the next day.
All right, can I make my constitution save then?
Medallion?
No, I have my old one.
Did we get your old one back?
If you want to go ahead, and everybody can make the constitution saves.
I have a constitution saves.
Yep.
For what?
12.
19.
You're all good. Yes, your level of exhaustion goes away.
Oh yeah, because like the red tide issue.
Yeah, the grackle lung.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I went to Florida once for spring break during red tide. It was fucking horrible.
I'm going to assume Lucas failed.
That's good assumption. Good. I mean, I was kind of thinking about using the stone thingy. I don't know how or what, or with what, but he can talk to the stone, so.
Oh, the crystal?
Yeah.
We should write it down. You can write it down.
Oh.
Stone speaker crystal, I think, is what he said it was. There are two of us here. That's close enough to a majority, because Lucas is only half a person tall. Fuck it. Go ahead and use it.
I guess I really don't even know what I'm...
You'll attune to it.
I say just hold it and attune to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So was I supposed to roll something?
Yes. Constitution saving throw.
Saving throw?
Yes.
Nah, it's a crit one.
Wow. We pretty much predicted you were going to fail, too. It's kind of funny.
He's also attuning
what was
to
it
the...
for?
Grackle lung. You have one level of exhaustion when you wake up the next day.
Oh. Now what does that do?
It's in the back of the... I don't remember if I have it on here.
I don't think it's on there.
All that information, it doesn't tell you.
No, because that's...
It's on the back of the standard one.
It's in the back of the player handbook.
It's like
in the conditions.
Yeah, like 220-something, 270-something, somewhere in the very back of the book.
Before the index, after the magic.
Correct.
Keep going, you're not there yet.
That's the index.
Spells.
Feel like you've gone too far.
No, you're after the spells.
Way back. Back
by
the
spell list?
Back
after the spells,
the index.
Before the before the index.
It's like literally one of the last things written in the book.
Deities?
Before deities.
Yes.
Conditions.
There you are.
This is, what is it?
Sidebar.
Exhaustion. Level 1, disadvantage on ability check.
So I attune to it? ADV.
Yes, you do.
What are you attuning to?
The stone speaker crystal.
Oh.
I figure we'll let him play with the magic thing.
Sure.
Created by the stone giant librarians. Hang on.
That's what he said. He's like, you should have that.
This 19-inch long shard of quartz grants you advantage on intelligence investigation checks while it is on your person. The crystal has 10 charges. While holding it, you can use an action to expend one or more of its charges to cast one of the following spells.
Oh, snap.
Speak with animals. Speak with dead. Speak with plants. No.
Animals, plants,
dead.
When you cast a divination spell, you can use the crystal in place of one material component that would normally be consumed by the spell.
Damn.
Or at a cost of one charge per level of the spell.
Do we have any divinators?
No. The crystal regains 1d6 plus 4 expended charges daily at dawn.
Pretty standard.
If you expend the crystal's last charge, roll a d20. On a 1, the crystal vanishes, lost forever.
So, really, my only use out of it was speak to animals, plants, or dead, and then advantage on
intelligence.
Intelligence, and is it just investigation specifically?
Yes.
Okay. Not general intelligence checks, investigation.
We let him play with the crystal, so.
What is it?
It's all kinds of divination, speak to dead animals, plants, and it gives...
Only dead animals.
Only dead animals.
So we'll kill them first, then interrogate them. Got it.
Yes.
Wouldn't be the first time.
So you guys have the night to plan?
Yes. I think we go down into the pit tomorrow and start wrestling up some gray ghosts.
Sounds like a plan.
So we're just going to go head on and fight them?
I think that...
Since we can't find the dude?
I think that will be inevitable.
Wait, fight who?
The gray ghosts.
Oh.
The thieves guild.
You don't have any way of finding the gray ghost.
We'll ask some dead animals.
I figure if a bunch of surface dwellers go down there and start asking enough questions and maybe beat a head or two together, we'll probably attract attention sooner or later in the form of a trap, which we probably won't be able to handle. We will then be captured.
Again.
Correct. Because that seems to be our theme. And, because we've been captured four times? So we're pretty good at it. It's kind of our MO at this point.
It works.
So, yeah, we'll just go down there and f*** shit up because I don't think we have a clever way to find them at this point. But if you want to screw with them up top, the easiest way to do that would be to negotiate with the gray ghosts to show the dragon the egg. If they're wanting to topple Grackle Stug society. I don't know that that's their motive, but they're definitely throwing the orderly group into chaos by stealing the egg. You know what I mean? So
like fucking anarchists.
I don't think we haven't discussed that, have we? We haven't found anything out about them. They're just like barely there. You know what I mean?
Like they don't wear any like insignia. No.
We don't even know if we've seen them.
Right. Like we don't know of any way to pick them out of a crowd.
Just the jester hat.
Just except for the one guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we go down there and start asking for him.
Going to guess a group called the Gray Ghosts are not going to have garb to identify
maybe
them
by. Maybe
they
wear gray.
They wear luchador masks, and they carry around boom boxes that just hell keep yeah playing Gray Ghost.
I mean, I would.
This is why you're not sneaky.
No.
So that was my plan, unless we want to hence try and do something characters else.
No, I think that's really the only thing we have to go on.
Unless we just want to cut and run, but I do want to try and see if we can set Grackle Stug on fire.
We'll go talk to Elsa and just get out of here.
What's the difference? Either way, we're letting the dragon survive, aren't we?
I don't want to let him survive so much as give him a chance.
Yeah, if we don't go after this egg and they destroy it, then they have no replacement for this dragon. So when he dies, which seems to be maybe soon...
Right. Then the forges can't be lit and their society crumbles anyway.
Right.
Right.
So it's kind of win-win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Yes, have some.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.